Just quick, there's two points in halacha which came up this morning. I just want to address them. Actually, the zman when you say a chatzi kaddish versus a kaddish shalom. A kaddish shalom is said at the end of davening. It's all of the tefillos which have been nispalel shvinis kabel. That's we say tiskabel tzloisar. That's when you say kaddish shalom. Kaddish tiskabel. So we say one normally one every morning after at the end of the basically end of the tefillah. We daven the ashrei. We daven the letzia. It's also part of the seder tefillah. And we say tiskabel and everything. We're davening two tefillahs, shachris and musaf. We daven tiskabel at the end of halal for shachris, and then again tiskabel after musaf. Chatzi kaddish is said when you want to differentiate between parts of chalakim of tefillah. So between psukah dezimra birchas kriyashma, chatzi kaddish is said between at the end of shmones tachan before ashrei levatzion, the chatzi kaddish is said, or the end of a mitzvah, the end of Kriya Satara, so we say a Chatzi Kaddish. That's what Chatzi Kaddish has said. So we're differentiating between the end, at the beginning of Musaf, before Musaf, if differentiating between Asher Letzion and the Musaf, we say a Chatzi Kaddish. That's the correct Kaddish they said at that point in time. Other halacha, since that Kaddish is said to be the introduction into the Musaf, we should not interrupt between that and Musaf as much as possible. So a person should not talk after the Kaddish, before he starts Musaf, and that which we wait for them to take off our tefillin, the Stiberman hug in regards to that, but a person should take off the tefillin as quickly as possible, put them away in order to be able to start Shemon Esrei together with the Chazan, because you want to daven tefillin with Tzibur, and Tzibur should be davening together. So a person should not be wrapping up his tefillin then, according to many Menhagim. He should just put it down, cover it, and then start Shemon Esrei together with the Chazan, and then put his tefillin, then wrap up the tefillin afterwards. I just want a quick... I actually had one quick riddle for you for Rosh Chodesh, or a question for Rosh Chodesh. Mishabur points out, we say 100 brachas each day, so the 100 brachas, Mishabur and Simon Ramvav makes the calculation how you normally get your 100 brachas. I want to know, he points out on Shabbos you don't have 100 brachas, usually you have to fill it in with a certain amount. The second day of Sukkot is this year. The first few boys are giving an answer. The second day of Sukkot this year, how many brachas would you say in the normal Seder of the day without needing to add any more? What was the number that you were starting with, the basic Seder of that day, the second day of Sukkot this year, and then how many more would you need to add on to get to 100 for that day? First few boys will get a dollar. There's a new column list for the month of Cheshvan, and have a good Chodesh.